G'day, punters. Harry with you from Sectional Slab Tips. Here again to take you through our selections for this coming Saturday. We've got eight selections for you spread across Randwick, Sandown, and Doomben. Just checking the forecast. Expecting a sunny day in Sydney and Brisbane, and in Melbourne, expecting some light showers. So we've taken that into consideration with our tips. So let's get stuck into it. Our first selection, we're at Randwick. We're looking at race four, horse number 12, Avista, for the win. So it's a horse we've been following on Sectional Star Tips. It's been racing well this preparation. It's going for four wins in a row. Last start was a good win at benchmark 72 level. Chasing really hard to run down Mind Your Biz on the line, who's since gone on to win at benchmark 78 level. Just looking at the sectionals there, really strong the last 400 metres. It's coming off a fairly moderate tempo, so actually did quite well. To run down the leaders there, bigger field here, so expecting a bit more tempo and up to the mile, given the profile of its sectionals with the strength late, that looks okay. And as we know, it won well over the 1500 two starts back, so I think the mile looks suitable. And we're dropping to set 54.5 kilos after the claim here, so it gets in well at the weights. Draw's a little bit sticky, drawn in 14, so it's going to need a back to follow into the straight so it can peel out and hit the line hard. But for a talented horse that's fit now, it's in form, it's got solid sectionals that show that it's up to this grade, I think it's a good win bet. So that's Randwick race four, horse number 12, Avista. For our next selection, we're going over to race six at Randwick. We're looking at horse number two, Apocalyptic, for the win. So it's first up. It was a really lovely trial, just clicked up along the inside to win nicely. Beat Chilly Girl, and we know that horse has come out and run superb, running past Blue Door. Apocalyptic, slightly disappointing last preparation, where was expected to kick on but didn't quite go on with it. But just looking at the trial, it looks like it may have come back better this preparation. This preparation prior was obviously super, and its best runs, looking at its section, with its best runs have been over the 1200 metres. So I think keeping it at the sprinting trips, we're at 1100 metres here, I think that's suitable. And we've got a small field here, so it's not going to be far away in the run. So I think for a talented Group 1 quality horse that's looking at bigger targets, I think this is a suitable assignment first up, and I think it can sprint hard over the 1100 metres. So that's Randwick, race 6, horse number 2, Apocalyptic. For our next selection, we go over to race 8, looking at horse number 8, Campione d'Italia. So it's first up. It was a nice quiet trial, just running alongside Bayvacht. It's a track and distance winner. Its sectionals that it produced all throughout last preparation, including the Golden Slipper run, showed a really strong 800 metre sprint. And throughout last preparation, it did a lot of over racing. So I think considering it wasn't racing attractively and it still had an ability to figure in the finish of some strong group races, that's a sign of a really talented horse. And just looking at the trial, it looks like it may have learnt to settle a bit better. And I think coming back here, first up, this looks like a really suitable assignment for a Group 1 quality horse. So I think that's a good win bet. Randwick, race 8, horse number 8, Campione d'Italia. For our next selection, we go to race 10, looking at horse number 7, Call Me Gorgeous, for the win. So it's second up. It's a really nice return at benchmark 88 level. It was over unsuitable trip of 1,000 metres. It ran home really hard from second last. So we're back in grade here, up in trip to the 1,200 metres. Both of those aspects look suitable. And just looking through last preparation, it should have won a couple of races that it raised the benchmark 78 level. So we know it's got the quality to win at this grade. We know it's talented based on the sections it's run, and we know this is its favourite trip. So I think that's a good formula and represents a good win bet. That's Randwick Race 10, horse number 7. Call Me Gorgeous. For our next selection, we're going over to Sandown. Looking at race number 4, horse number 2, Run Harry Run. I'm going to back that each way. So it's third up, looking for 3 wins in a row. It's a really tough win last start, racing up on the pace over the 1500 metres, which it stays out here. Kicked really strongly over the last 600 metres. It got headed slightly, but fought back. And just managed to hold off a fast finishing Narbold, who, just looking through the form, that horse has gone on to win at listed level, so it's a good form race. And just looking at the map here, it's going to get another good run up on the pace, so it's going to be hard to get past. Gets in okay with 57.5 after the 2 kilo claim. It's in form, it's fit, and it's its favourite trip, so I think it's a good formula. Got to back it each way. At the time of recording, there was a touch over $5 available, so I think it's a good each-way bet. That's Sandown, race 4, horse number 2, Run Harry Run. For our next selection, we're going over to race 7 at Sandown. We're looking at horse number 9, Extra Galactic, for the win. So it's first up. Had a very quiet jump out coming into this. Just looking at first up last preparation, it bolted in at benchmark 62 level over the 1,000 metres. And it's starting at the 1,000 metres here. And we know with Extra Galactic, it went all the way through the grades to all the way up to the Group 1 Goodwood, where it was quite unlucky not to win. So we're dealing with a horse that's Group 1 quality. Tempo looks pretty good in this race, so it's going to get a really good opportunity to run on hard first up. And we know all throughout last preparation that sectional showed it can run a blistering 600 metres. So it doesn't really have to be that close to the leads here to be able to run over the top of them. So I think first up for a really talented sprinter, I think this represents a good assignment. So I think it's a good win bet. Sandown, race 7, horse number 9, Extra Galactic. For our next selection, and we're going to race 8 at Sandown. We're going with horse number 7, Gold Coast Bell. So it's first up. It's had a quiet jump out coming into this, not asked to quicken much. That was awesome last preparation, going all the way from maiden all the way up to listed level at Bendigo, where it won, despite settling 3 wide the trip. Draws really nicely here in barrier 1, so it's going to get a nice run, stalking the leaders, probably behind Tennessee Bound. And I think the key here is it gets in so well at the weights. After the claim, we're down to 52.5 kilos. So for a horse that has clearly got talent and is progressive, it's weighted to win here. So I think with a good draw, ideal trip at 1,300 metres for a progressive horse, I think it's very well placed here. So that's a good win bet. Sandown, race 8, horse number 7, Gold Coast Bell. And for our last selection, we're going over to Doomben, looking at race 10, horse number 10, Cunnamulla Fella. That's racing well, this preparation. Last start was a really tough win over the Doomben Mile, which it stays at here. It's up in grade, but drops 5.5 kilos from that win last start to help offset that. Map's okay, should get a midfield run with cover. We know the mile's its best trip. And just looking at the sections last start, it showed a really good kick from the 6 to the 200 metres and did float a bit late, but so it does have further room to improve here. So I think for a horse, we know it's a tough mile, it's progressing well through this preparation. I think it can improve against lightly. So I think at the time of recording, we're looking at $5.50, $6 a round. I think that's good each way value for a horse. We know he's going to run well at the Doomben Mile, so that's Doomben Race 10, horse number 10, Cunnamulla Fella. So there you go, punters. There's our selections for this coming Saturday. Remember, as always, stay disciplined on the punt, and I look forward to chatting to you all next week.